What up? It's your boy Will Smith with Red and Bold, and I'm your MTMV sports correspondent for your Kansas City football Chiefs. So what's up, y'all? We had a past preseason game. It was kind of underwhelming. Wasn't much to it. It was preseason. Mahomes played two series, looked sharp at first, and then he had a couple of incompletions, but please don't make a big deal out of the preseason. We know what this offense is going to be. We're not showing anything for real. It's all good. If you're panicking right now, please stop tripping. The Chiefs offense will be okay. And more than likely, I believe they're going to be even better than last year. So, good news also, or let me go back to the preseason game. Defensively, I thought we looked pretty good, okay, you know. Herb Miller at first, I was like, okay, Herb Miller, because he caused a turnover early on, and then he got toasted like two times. I'm like, I'm good on Herb Miller. Don't think he's going to make the team. I do like Mark Fields. Not sure about Rashad Fenton, but I do like Mark Fields from Clemson. And so it'll be interesting. We have to keep an eye on the cornerbacks, the cornerback play, and see how they do. I'm not concerned about safety position because I think we're pretty deep at the safety position. I like all of our safeties except maybe Daniel Sorensen. I'm still not, you know, a big fan of his, but he has experience. He makes plays every now and then. He can come up with a big play. I think he's more of a complimentary safety, you know, not a starting caliber safety, so to speak. So it'll be interesting to see if Juan Thornhill starts game one of the regular season. I think he should be the starter alongside the Honey Badger. But we shall see. Juan Thornhill will definitely get playing time early on if he's not the starter. But I think definitely by season end, he's going to be the starting safety. If he doesn't start game one, he'll be the starting safety by midseason alongside the Honey Badger. So, but Thornhill looked good. He made a play in the end zone. He made a breakup on a pass to the end zone by, I believe, Mason Rudolph against the Steelers. So he made a play. Looks good out there. So we shall see. We're going to have to, like I said, keep an eye on the cornerbacks. Our starting corners are going to be Rashad Breeland, Kendall Fuller, probably Charvarius Ward. And, you know, after four games, I think Morris Claiborne would end up being that number two corner. And Kendall will be playing the slot. And then Rashad Breeland on the other side. And then you bring in Charvarius Ward. Also on sub packages, you know, nickel packages where they have multiple defensive backs. And I think Mark Fields will make the team. And then after that, I'm not quite so sure. I think DeMontre Wade will probably make the team. I like him better than Herb Miller at this point. So we got to keep an eye on that. But offensively, good news. Yesterday, the Chiefs re-signed DeAnthony Thomas. You know, I'm happy about that. I'm a DeAnthony Thomas fan. If he could just stay, his only thing is just staying healthy, man. He can be very productive in his offense. Even last season before he got hurt, he had a touchdown on one of those short tosses to the front, you know, where Mahomes gives his little short toss and the receiver runs across in front of him. Then he got a touchdown on one of those. So we can use his speed. So that just brings more speed to this offense because DeAnthony Thomas runs like a 4-3-4 unofficially, you know, 4-3-4, 4-40 time. And so we have fast receivers across the board. So who you gonna, you know, imagine the Chiefs put in like a 4-5 receiver set. You got Sammy Watkins, who runs a 4-4. And then you got Tyreek run a 4-2-4. You got Mecole Hardman, who runs like a 4-3-4. Then you got DeAnthony Thomas, who runs like a 4-3-4. You got nothing but speed out there. You know what I'm saying? So it's just another weapon that's added to our offense. I'm glad we re-signed DeAnthony Thomas. I was hoping that, you know, he didn't get picked up by some other team and that we would get him back. I'm glad the Chiefs have him back. And the only reason I believe they let him go is because of his injury, you know. So, and they brought him back to kind of replace the Marcus Kemp. And they also signed another receiver. I think Jalen Tolliver is his name. So, made a couple pickups offensively. I like the pickup of Jeff Allen along that offensive line. He already pretty much knows the offensive scheme, and so it won't be much for him to learn. Also, I read that, you know, DeAnthony Thomas came into practice yesterday in the middle of practice. Then he jumped in there with the starters and called a 50-yard bomb touchdown from Patrick Mahomes. So, yo, it's going to be pick your poison, man. Chiefs got too many weapons. Chiefs have too many weapons offensively, y'all. And so we have the 49ers coming up Saturday. I think Mahomes and the starters will get more starts. More reps offensively, more snaps. And so hopefully they play like 3 or 4 series. So we'll see. But you always have that hoping no one gets injured type thing in the preseason, because we're playing for the regular season, not the preseason. So definitely want to come out healthy. Honey Badger in the Steelers game injured his shoulder, but Andy Reid said if it had been a regular season game, he would have stayed in and been able to play. So it's not a serious injury to the Honey Badger. Definitely want him out there. Okafor got a sack in that preseason game against the Steelers, you know. So I think defensively will be better. I think the pass rush will be may not be as good as last year, but I think we'll be straight as far as the pass rush. I think we'll definitely get pressure. We still have Chris Jones in there. Still got, you know, we got Frank Clark now. I think Okafor will bring some pressure. And I think he may be a little underrated by some as far as his ability to get pressure on the quarterback. So, like that, you know. I like our linebackers, the way we get to the ball. So, you know, I think defensively everything is looking as it should. The only question mark that everybody knows is the cornerback position. And so, don't want to dwell and keep harping on that, but we'll have to see what that looks like during the regular season. Is that going to be a huge negative spot for us during the regular season, or is our secondary going to be exposed? I think what will help is the play of Tyrann Mathieu, Honey Badger, and Juan Thornhill at that safety position. I think they'll be able to kind of cover up some of those ugly warts in the secondary that we may have because of be better safety. So, because last year we had Sorensen was out there starting, and I can't even remember who was. No, I did like when they had Jordan Lucas out there. Well, we had Eric Murray, and I don't understand why they would have Murray out there instead of Jordan Lucas. I like Jordan. I like how Jordan Lucas played, and sometimes they didn't have him out there enough. So, yeah. So that's a definite upgrade at the safety position. So we shall see on some of those passes, long passes, and, you know, safeties. Juan Thornhill is good at reading the quarterback, you know, and getting there, and he has speed. And so we'll be all right. We're going to be good. I'm excited. Ready for the regular season. So we have this 49ers game coming up with Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy G, so to sometimes say, you know, and he'll be trying to prove himself, as he had not a good outing. I forgot who they played, but he didn't have a great outing. Had a couple interceptions. Was it Denver? It may have been the Broncos, because I think I watched a little bit of that game. So, yeah, I think it was against Denver. And so, yeah, he'll be looking to try to redeem himself and kick the rust off and, you know, try to make some plays against the Chiefs. So it'll be a good challenge for the Chiefs defense. You know, the 49ers have some players. They have Max Breida at the running back position. He's pretty good. They have a couple young guys at the receiver position. So it'll be a pretty good test for our starting defense to see how the Chiefs respond and kind of tune up for the regular season. So yeah, I'm ready, man. I'm ready. I know everybody's ready. I got my Mahomes Magic Crunch. My mom's, you know, mailed me a box. As y'all know, I didn't get to watch the whole game of the Denver and the Chiefs, but it seemed that it was rather uneventful. As I forgot to mention the Mecole Hardman touchdown when he just ran by the guy. Like, I don't understand why defensive backs line up close and then don't get your hands on the receiver. So he gave Mecole Hardman a free release and he lost from the jump. Like, he's ran right by the guy. So Mecole Hardman is going to be, he has 2 touchdowns in 2 preseason games. So he has 1 touchdown each game with the limited amount of time that he's played. And man, our offense is going to be scary, y'all. Our offense is going to be scary. But it's all I was saying. Got my Mahomes Magic Crunch. I'm out of market, so I wasn't able to watch the whole game. Like, they end up switching to the other game, the Rams game, because, you know, they had the delay. And, but yeah. Back to the Magic Crunch. I got off track. I haven't opened it yet. I haven't opened the Mahomes Magic Crunch. My mom's bought one box for me, mailed it to me. That's why I guess that's why I said I'm out of market. I'm in Atlanta, so my mom said to mail me a box. Otherwise, I probably would have bought me, you know, three boxes. So she said they're supposed to replenish the supply at the store in Kansas City of some more Mahomes Magic Crunch. She's gonna buy some more boxes. I told her to buy me another box so I can open one and keep one closed to keep the value of the box, because it's gonna be worth some money, you know what I'm saying? So I look forward to trying out the Mahomes Magic Crunch. Said I read that it's supposed to taste like Frosted Flakes. Let me know if any of y'all have tasted the Mahomes Magic Crunch, if it tastes good or not. I'll probably do a live video of trying it for the first time with my boss, the owner of MTMV Sports, Rick Sincere, Ernest Ricks. And so yeah, he doesn't want me to open the box without him being present of the Mahomes Magic Crunch. And so I'm hoping that it will give me passing skills once I bite into the flakes, the crispy, sugary flakes that I can pass with my left hand. I'm going to go outside and see and toss the ball around and see if it gives me some actual skills after eating the Mahomes Magic Crunch. You know what I'm saying? But let's go Chiefs, man. I'm looking forward to Saturday seeing some more Chiefs football. You know, and y'all probably, how you gonna watch it if you're out of market? Don't worry about that. I have an Android TV box, so I can still, you know, kind of catch some out of market games. But at the time, it was showing on the NFL Network, so it didn't matter that I had that, because they were showing the NFL Network. You know what I'm saying? So it had switched, so I couldn't access the game. But this time, Saturday, I think I'm gonna get to see the whole full game. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I have an Android TV box where I'm able to stream. And so we cut the cable cord. This is just a little side note. Cut the cable cord a few years ago. So if you're looking to cut the cable cord, get you an Android TV box. We have the best one. I've decided, because I bought a couple TV boxes. We have a few. But the best one is the NVIDIA Shield. And be sure to get it with the game controller too, man. I was being cheap and should have just paid $20 more and got the whole package with the game controller, because now I want a game controller because it has games on there too that you can play, you know. So the NVIDIA Shield with just a remote is $170, but if you get it with the game controller, it's $190. But if you don't get it with the game controller and then you want to buy the game controller later, the game controller by itself is like $60. So I'm regretting that decision that I didn't just go ahead and get the whole package with the game controller. That was just a side note if you're looking to cut the cable cord and stream. Because, yeah. And then, so if you do, you know what I'm saying, just go to YouTube and watch how to watch certain things. And of course, you have Kodi, so you can download the Kodi from the Google Play Store on your Android TV box, right? And then they have what's called different builds you can put on your Kodi. And they also have different add-ons that you can add to Kodi to watch certain things for free. That's it. I'm not going to say any much more than that. Okay. But looking forward to the Chiefs game Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Love Chiefs football. Mahomes. I love the new commercial with him and Troy Polamalu. The Head and Shoulders commercial is pretty funny, man. But you know what I'm saying? As beasty as Troy Polamalu was, man, that voice he got. That voice Troy Polamalu got, man, is not scary at all. So it's like, he's like, Y'all gotta watch the commercial if you ain't seen it. It's on, I think it's on YouTube. Patrick Mahomes and Troy Polamalu Head and Shoulders commercial. But yeah, Troy Polamalu was a beast at that safety position for the Steelers, man. Dude just was like a natural, instinctively knew where the ball was, constantly making plays. I think people underrate him, like, you know, as far as top, you know, Ed Reed, of course, beast, but Troy Polamalu, yeah, that dude. So, hopefully Juan Thornhill can be like that, but he's more of a, you know, back in the covers making plays on the ball type guy. You know, Polamalu come up and make that hit on you, you know, like kind of honey badger like. So, but yeah, and so check out that commercial, you know, and I'm trying to think if there's any more news Chiefs wise. Not much else other than, you know, the signing of Jeff Allen and us picking up DeAnthony Thomas. Those are both good pickups for the Chiefs. So I think the Chiefs are sitting well. Of course, they're putting out power rankings. I've seen the Chiefs at, you know, rank number 4 or 5 behind, you know, and then number 2 behind the Patriots. And I can't even get mad at that because we did lose to the Patriots twice last year, once in the regular season in the AFC Championship game, though both games came down to the wire. Could have went either way, we all know. And you know, that AFC championship game, I try not to relive that because it was some whack calls by the officials in that game, especially that roughing the passer call where, you know, I think it was Chris Jones, you know, touched Brady's shoulder pad, you know, just barely grazed it, you know what I'm saying? They called roughing the passer. That was so, yeah. Just some calls that just kind of kept him alive. But anyway, that's all I got today, y'all. So looking forward to this weekend with the Chiefs game. I look forward to, hopefully I'm trying to catch a game this year. Maybe, I think they play the Titans. So may have to make a trip up to Nashville to see that game. But just continue to follow Red and Bold at Red and Bold, REDANDBOLD. Follow at Red and Bold. Follow MTMV Sports at MTMV Sports. That's my team, my voice, sports. On Twitter, also Instagram. Like our page on Facebook, MTMV Sports Podcast. Be sure to like that page on Facebook. So what we're going to be doing this season, we're going to be going to, you know, a couple sports bars and kind of interviewing fans live or recording fans and interviewing them about their teams. And then we'll post that to Twitter. So be sure to follow us because you may see, you know, if we come to the sports bar you're at, you know what I'm saying, or wherever, MTMV Sports, we're going to be doing some interviews with the fans because this is basically a podcast for the fans, by fans. We're all of us correspondents. We are fans of the sports that we cover. We're fans of the teams that we cover most of the time. And so, you know, so yeah, be looking out, man. You may see yourself on Twitter or YouTube as we post videos interviewing you guys because we want to know what you all think about your team. And so, love you guys. You know what I'm saying? Again, it's Will Smith with Red and Bold, your MTMV sports correspondent for your Kansas City football Chiefs. Y'all have a wonderful day. Love y'all. Thank you for listening.